it's time for the Dirtbag Sheets Brothers. So, Kenny Omega is now the Impact World Champion. I did not watch the pay-per-view because I'm not rich and I spent too much money on cards, honestly. But I heard it did a very good buy, much better than normal for Impact. And that's kind of one of the things I want to talk about. I know that this was not, in my opinion and the opinion of most people, it would seem, this was not advertised correctly. There was not enough participation, AEW, Impact talent in AEW that is directly related to the Rebellion pay-per-view, you know, champion versus champion, Rich Swann versus Kenny Omega. There was, of course, the Good Brothers in AEW. But that said, what does Impact get from this? Because while there is a lot of argument to be made that this was not booked correctly, even though I think it is still a good time overall and very healthy and important for the business, for AEW, for Impact, what does Impact get out of it if it doesn't get that strong mainstream exposure on TNT? Well, they get Kenny Omega as their world champion, brother, obviously. And so there's almost too much of a counter-reaction now, right? And I can see, like, that there's a certain, like, moderate view in the middle here. We're like, yes, obviously, I agree with everyone. They should have had Rich Swann on AEW at least once. They should have had some kind of cross-promotion with Impact and AEW in a much stronger way other than an actual paid ad during AEW. Because you know those paid ads on Tony Khan's show, Tony Khan's paid ads on Impact, those are probably just kayfabe, brother. He probably doesn't pay for those. This is probably all just to get Kenny on Impact. That's probably all that Impact gets out of it. And when you look at the metrics, brother, now obviously you can't always have a nice bump just because Kenny's on because it gets old. It's just like the Sting effect, you know. But key moments like this Rebellion pay-per-view show that Kenny is a massive draw, and him just being the champion, and hopefully they're building stories around Impact's homegrown talent challenging him. Maybe, as Simon Miller has suggested, this opens it up finally so that the Impact people actually have to invade AEW to try to get their championship back and get pride back. Maybe that's the long-term story, brother. Maybe it is. But there are obvious and substantive benefits from this partnership, even with some of these strange, maybe even a little selfish kind of booking decisions on the part of Tony Khan. Let us not forget that. Now, again, I haven't seen it. I need to watch highlights. I heard that obviously Don Callis was fucking amazing, the best manager in the business right now. The, you know, the grand master. We are not worthy. We are not worthy. You know, he and Kenny are making fucking history. Kenny now has four belts, technically. He has the AEW World Championship belt. He has the Impact World Championship belt. He has the TNA World Championship belt, little known. And he has the Mega Championship AAA Lucha Libre. So, which belt is next? I wonder. I really, really do. Is there going to be another belt? I would hope so. If you wanted me to guess, if it's not in America, I'm going to say DDT Pro. Yep, I'm going to say it. DDT Pro. Kenny Omega has a strong history of DDT Pro. You could say he was their first, that was his first major, like, not signing, I guess, because they're an independent company in Japan, but that's where he really got popular and got noticed by NJPW and started taking NJPW bookings along with his tag team partner Ibushi. And so that's my guess. I'm not certain, but I'm super excited. And let's remember, even with some of the issues that we should talk about, that we should point out, let's remember to be positive about what effectively is the reintroduction of the territories. Let's be positive. Let's hope for the best. Let's beg these guys to get into a room and get together and work together. Let's have big, scary feuds in the squared circle, not in the back room, brother. Let's make this work. Let's have that Let's keep that spirit of the NWA, the true NWA, going in AEW. So I'm so excited. I'm so happy. Congratulations to Kenny Omega, the Impact World Champion, the Mega World Champion, AEW World Champion, and congratulations to Impact on a great buy rate. Thank you for listening to this rant. You all have a great day. Follow me at Leftendo. Thank you so much for the new listeners. Adios.